proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast. In our series from Malachi to the Messiah, the years between the Old Testament and the New Testament, we left off with two brothers, John Hyrcanus II and Aristobulus II, vying for power in Judea. After the death of their mother, John Hyrcanus II reigned for approximately 3 months, before forces led by his younger brother, Aristobulus II, defeated him. Though John Hyrcanus II took refuge in Jerusalem, he surrendered when Aristobulus II captured the temple. Eventually, the two brothers reached a compromise. Aristobulus would rule as the king, while John Hyrcanus retained the high priesthood. They even exchanged houses as a means of showing their support for this arrangement. Their agreement lasted from B.C. 67 to B.C. 63. John Hyrcanus had an Idumean advisor named Antipater, Idumean being another name for Edomite. Antipater persuaded John Hyrcanus that his brother Aristobulus II sought to kill him. This news led to John fleeing and seeking refuge with Aretas, king of the Nabatean Arabs. That latter monarch led a force of 50,000 soldiers against Jerusalem. At the same time, a Roman general named Scaurus came to the area. He was an emissary of the Roman leader known as Pompey the Great. Pompey sent Scaurus to take possession of the crumbling Seleucid Empire. Both John Hyrcanus and Aristobulus pleaded with Scaurus to support their causes. They made promises to him and even offered bribes to him. While Scaurus originally decided in favor of Aristobulus, his master Pompey preferred John Hyrcanus, whom Pompey believed would be an easier person to control. Aristobulus fought and lost several battles against the Romans. When Pompey ultimately entered into Jerusalem, he went inside the Holy of Holies, a task that only the high priest could do, and could do only on the Day of Atonement. Pompey's fortunes declined from that point on. In B.C. 63, Judea became a protectorate of Rome, under the administration of a Roman governor based in Syria. This governor's primary duties involved maximizing tax revenue and regulating trade for the region placed under his control. Several years later, the Romans divided the Hasmonean kingdom into three subdivisions: Galilee, Samaria, and Judea. The Romans established 5 legal and religious councils called Sanhedrin. These were headquartered at Jerusalem, Gadara, Amathus, Jericho, and Sepphoris. Looming dissensions between Pompey and Julius Caesar, who was then a Roman general stationed in the western part of the Roman Empire, dissensions between Pompey and Julius Caesar profoundly affected the conflicts among the Hasmonean claimants to the Judean throne. While Pompey supported John Hyrcanus, as previously noted, Julius Caesar backed Aristobulus. When Pompey discerned Caesar's interest in Aristobulus, he, Pompey, had Aristobulus imprisoned and ultimately poisoned in B.C. 50. After Pompey's murder 2 years later, Julius Caesar appointed John Hyrcanus as ethnarch, that is to say, the governor of a district. Julius Caesar also named Antipater as the first Roman procurator, provincial governor, of Judea. Antipater proceeded to install his sons in various offices. His eldest son, Phasael, became governor of Jerusalem, while another son, Herod, became governor of Galilee. Members of the Roman Senate assassinated Julius Caesar in B.C. 43. And that same year, one of Antipater's enemies had him poisoned. Conflicts would continue to go on amongst the Hasmoneans. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another Radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.